てゆく移ろう景色の中で一人僕は佇み、
す
き
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Good evening, you're listening to WMUC Radio News' weekly roundup for December 1st, 2025. On WMUC FM College Park, I'm Elizabeth Polo.
And I'm Anton Pagrian. Welcome back from a well-deserved break. Don't worry if you're still in that Thanksgiving blur. We've got you covered this week with a Netflix conundrum, sports, and more.
But first, we've got important updates on the West Virginia National Guardsman who was shot in the targeted attack in D.C. last week. According to West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey, Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf is able to wiggle his toes and give thumbs up in response to questions. As of this report, the 24-year-old is still in critical condition. 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom, the second National Guardsman who was shot, died from her injuries last week.
If you're planning on traveling for spring break, here's a problem that's starting to get real. That's because the Transportation Security Administration announced today that those taking flights without a real ID will have to pay a $45 fee starting in February. According to the Associated Press, the fee will go towards verifying one's identity in the TSA's Confirm ID system. It can be paid online before your flight and in the airport before you get in the security line. But if you pay the fee and your identity cannot be verified, the AP says you could be turned away. A real ID is an identification card that meets federal security requirements in Maryland. It is marked by a black star on your ID. To get a real ID, you need to go to a Motor Vehicle Association office and provide documentation showing your full legal name, date of birth, social security number, lawful status, and proof of residence, though these requirements can vary. If you don't have a real ID, you can also show a passport, a permanent resident card, or a military or tribal ID. To learn more about obtaining a real ID, you can go to the MVA website.
Netflix experiences a brief outage prior to the highly anticipated season premiere of Stranger Things Season 5. The streaming service went down Wednesday around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the first half of Stranger Things finale had released. According to Variety, over tens of thousands of users experienced crashes and bugs throughout the platform. However, it only took 3 to 5 minutes before the issues were resolved and fans were able to watch the season premiere. The second half of the season is expected to release on Christmas Day.
Now it's time for the Terps sports recap. The Terps football team finished its 2025 tailspin, losing its 8th straight game Saturday to close out an utterly disappointing season. The Terps lost 38-28 against Michigan State, letting the game slip away after kicker Sean O'Hare missed a chip-shot field goal that would have tied the game in the fourth quarter. Since Michigan State had its wins from last season vacated for recruiting violations, it means the Terps' final mark of 4-8 for the season is technically a regression from 2024's 4-7 season. The new athletic director has already expressed confidence in head coach Mike Loxley. And now UMD needs to survive the transfer portal as high-profile freshmen like Malik Washington, Sydney Stewart, and Zahir Mathis will likely get offers from other schools to jump ship in 2026.
The men's soccer team picked up a 3-0 win over UConn on Saturday to advance to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. Freshman Rocket Rita Rita led the way to the Terps' win, picking up a goal and an assist against the Huskies. The Terps will play Big Ten rival Washington in College Park on Saturday to try and earn a spot in the Final Four.
The men's basketball team traveled to Las Vegas last week to play 3 games in 3 days. After opening the trip to Nevada with a win over host school UNLV, Maryland looked severely overmatched against number 12 Gonzaga and number 18 Alabama in the other 2 games from Sin City. The Terps lost the 2 contests by a combined 72 points, a worrying sign for what's ahead once the Terps enter the heart of their conference schedule against high-level opponents like Purdue, Michigan, and Michigan State. UMD returns to College Park for a non-conference matchup with Wagner on Tuesday.
Number 7-ranked women's basketball team continued its perfect start to 2025, earning 2 wins in Puerto Rico over Thanksgiving break. The first of those wins came against number 16 Kentucky, a game where the Terps only trailed once the entire night. After that dominant statement win over a top 25 team, Maryland handled business convincingly against a far inferior Hofstra squad. Now 9-0, with a signature win in the books, UMD comes back to College Park for a matchup with Mount St. Mary's on Wednesday.
The UMD volleyball team closed out its 2025 season with 2 more conference losses last week, being swept by both Washington and Oregon at home. Those 2 losses mean Maryland won just 1 of their 20 conference matches it played all season, putting the Terps squarely in last place in the Big Ten rankings. The Terps have a lot to adjust on the volleyball court in 2026, and it is expected that the athletic department will make a decision soon about whether or not head coach Adam Hughes will still be in charge of the Terps next season.
That's it for your Terps sports recap, and that's it for your weekly roundup. I'm Elizabeth Polo.
And I'm Anton Pagarian. You're listening to WMUC 90.5, where college radio is good radio. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WMUC Radio News and like us on Facebook. This show was directed by Elizabeth Polo, produced by Alex Taylor, and our senior producer, Rianne Evans. Contributors to this week's show include Elizabeth Polo, Alex Taylor, Dorian Hubbard, and our lead sports writer, Andy Parr.
Waking up, it's a fat back shank of the day. What to do? Take a cup, drink the sleepy away. Pennies up, hear the paw scratch the back of the door. The sun is out, take a break, don't know what it's from.
Hello, it's 6:34, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park Radio. That was Charlie's Garden by Stranger Things' very own Joe Keery, known as GJO, pronounced Joe. I'm WMUC news producer Kira, and we're about to drop the latest on all things pop culture.
And I'm WMUC news reporter Carrie Ann. This week we'll give you coverage on what UMD students are listening to and watching over break.
And of course, we've got great music in store for you, but first, I'm going to play a little game of Wicked or Stranger Things. For cinema and streaming fans, this Thanksgiving break was jam-packed full of newsworthy watches, including the second movie installment of the Broadway-based film Wicked for Good, as well as the streaming Netflix hit Stranger Things Season 5. While Wicked for Good came out November 21st, many college students decided to see it during break last week while they were home. The first volume of Stranger Things 5 was released just this Wednesday at 8 p.m. for people on the East Coast, which left students with 5 days to stream the 4 episodes released before the end of break. With this release in mind, I asked students whether they chose to watch Stranger Things Wicked for Good, and at the end, we'll see who students watched the most. Starting off strong with sophomore computer science major Adrienne Quijada, Quijada decided to watch 4 episodes of Stranger Things, as opposed to spending 2 hours and 17 minutes in the theater watching Wicked for good, because he really saw no point in seeing a sequel to a movie he didn't even choose to see the first time, he said, because it came out last year. In regards to what he did watch, however, Quijada said in Stranger Things that Stranger Things was, quote, the greatest piece of fiction I've ever watched, end quote. He continued to say that he watched it because, quote, it's a nostalgic thing, and I watched it for quarantine, where I binge-watched season 3, end quote. Eniolua Ojimu, sophomore animal science major, decided to dabble in both Wicked and Stranger Things, and Wicked for good during her break. After watching all 4 episodes of Stranger Things Volume 1 all in the same night, Ojimu said, quote, I loved it. Oh my god, I loved it, end quote. With same regards to Wicked for good, with her explaining she teared up multiple times during the film, Ojimu had beaming reviews for both. Quote, they both have like a sci-fi kind of feel to them, but they both target different parts of interest, end quote. Cassandra NT, sophomore chemical engineering major, said she decided to go the Stranger Things route this Thanksgiving break, and she had some mixed reviews. Though she was not finished with all 4 episodes yet, she said, quote, so far there's a lot of CGI and it's throwing me off, but it's looking like it's going to be kind of slow. The first episodes, I was like, okay, stuff is happening, but I feel like we're dragging it on, end quote. At this point, it looks like, out of our interviews, Stranger Things Season 5 was a bigger priority for students. But if you haven't seen either Stranger Things or Wicked for good, Ojimu has some insight. Quote, so if you're more like the sing, happy, touchy type of person tug at your heartstrings, then definitely watch Wicked. If you're more of an action-packed and scary kind of sci-fi type of person, then watch Stranger Things. End quote. So, Carrie-Anne, did you watch Stranger Things, Wicked, or both?
I watched both over my break, but I definitely spent more time watching Stranger Things.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Did you like Stranger Things and Wicked?
I really like them both, but I definitely like Stranger Things a little bit more. I think just because I've had an emotional attachment to it for years now, and I've been waiting for season 5 to come out for so long. So, I mean, I loved Wicked. It definitely made me tear up here and there, but Stranger Things has my heart.
No, yeah, I completely agree. I did make a point to see Wicked, and I liked it, and I thought it was good, but Stranger Things was, like, way higher on my priority list.
Oh, me too.
And, yeah, and it was, like, literally to the point where, like, when I was sitting down with my family watching it, it was, like, every time someone was talking, I was like, okay, guys, like, wait. Like, we gotta focus up. We gotta lock in right now. But yeah, did you really like Stranger Things? Like, you said you've watched it before. How does the season compare? Did you like it? What'd you think?
I have absolutely loved it so far. My favorite season is season 3, mm-hmm. but I feel like 5 is definitely going to be up there for me. And it's been really fun talking about it with all of my friends, because I feel like we've all been in the same boat itching for it to come out. And now that it's finally here, it's been the main topic of conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I was super excited to watch it. And I also agree. I think season 3 was the best because, like, it was so summer. It was so 2019. It was before COVID. Like, it was so chill. And, you know.
It was such a fun watch. It was the perfect combination of comedy and still that, like, scary sci-fi factor that you want from Stranger Things.
Oh, completely. I agree. And, like, I think this season still has that, and I think it still really packs, like, the heartfelt friendship and love of it all, but I also thought it was crazy. So, you know, if any of you guys haven't watched it, you should really, really watch it.
I totally agree. I've been urging all of my friends to go and watch it.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, if you haven't, you got to watch it. Because you can't get spoilers online. Like, come on. Like, you have
exactly.
to watch the whole thing. Now it's time for a music break. As Stranger Things was the winner amongst our 3 interviewees, here's Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush.
Thank you.
Thanks for sticking with us. Now Kira will cover what UMD students were listening to this Thanksgiving break.
With free time during Thanksgiving break comes freedom to study, do class assignments, watch movies and shows, or for some students, catch up on their music listening time. Some new albums that came out recently included Rosalia's new album, Lux, which released earlier last month, as well as Tate McRae's So Close to What Deluxe album, and Daniel Caesar's new album, Son of Spurgy. Joshua Holloman, sophomore accounting major, listened to a plethora of different music, from Afrobeats to Christmas music. Quote, I listened to a lot of Christmas music, the Jackson 5, a lot of Michael Bublé, and Feliz Navidad here and there, and Daniel Caesar, end quote. Holloman also listened to Afrobeats artists such as Rema and Kwame Eugene. And if anyone wants to get into Afrobeats, which is defined as a West African-centered genre of music, Holloman said listeners should start with artists, quote, Rema and Davido, end quote. Students such as Morgan Chow, sophomore chemical engineering major, opted for listening to their usual playlist while she studied for her final exams this break. Chow said, quote, I listen to my usual playlist, which includes Chase Atlantic, The Neighborhood, Arctic Monkeys, but others like Brent Faiyaz, like Bryson Teller, and Party Next Door, end quote. Chow continued to say, quote, sometimes I listen to one song over and over again, and then other times while I'm studying, I listen to a set playlist, end quote. Right now, however, Chow said that she was listening to the song Souvenir by Selena Gomez, stuck on repeat. Whether you're studying or trying not to think about studying in the next 2 weeks as UMD prepares for finals, maybe give Afrobeats a try, or Brent Faiyaz as you listen, and maybe substitute it for lo-fi if you want to. So what did you listen to this break, Carrie-Anne?
So I actually started listening to Christmas music over break because my family and I always start decorating for Christmas, mm-hmm. and once all the decorations are up, it feels right to put Christmas music on. It doesn't feel as acceptable to do it before Thanksgiving. Yeah. But along with that, I have been listening to a ton of Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite artist, and Florence and the Machine's new album.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know Florence and the Machine came out with a new album. Like, what? Like, that's actually... Okay. I'm going to listen to that. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Tate McRae. And, like, I don't even know how that happened. I used to not be, like, big on Tate McRae. And now I'm just, like, listening to everything. And I did, in fact, include her in our songs today. So good luck with that, everyone, if you don't like Tate McRae. But I personally loved it. And I've also been listening to Daniel Caesar's new album, Son of Spurgy. I think it's pretty good. But yeah, if you haven't listened to it, definitely give it a listen. And I think Christmas music is totally valid. And I'm even okay with like listening to Christmas music like a little before Thanksgiving. Because it's like, just, you know what? It's fine. Like, it's okay. We're going to be okay, guys. Like, if we listen to Christmas music a little bit early on. Like, let's really, you know, harness the festive cheer.
Yeah, you're getting into the spirit of it early, and I think that's perfectly fine.
I think that's great. So what do you like to listen to when you study?
Ooh, when I study, it definitely has to be something a little bit calmer.
Yeah.
I really like to listen to Leve when I study, because mm-hmm. I feel like that just brings down the atmosphere a little bit. It can't be something that I get too into or brings up my energy too much. But there's other times, if I'm feeling tired, I will have to put something on. Like, I would prefer listening to rap when I study so that it wakes me up.
Mm-hmm. That's so real. I feel like when I study, it's also lo-fi, and I don't know why, but like I feel like in high school I got really into Bob's Burgers lo-fi, like literal like the show lo-fi, which shouldn't exist honestly, but it does. And it was only like a 1 minute video, so I had it like play on loop on YouTube for like 2 hours, and I got a good grade from doing that. And I like, it was just like a thing for me. I was like, I have to do it every time. And now I do that, but you know, sometimes I like to wake myself up, so I do like pop or something like that. And I also do rap because it kind of gets things going, you know. gets the creative juices flowing for sure. But yeah,
that was so valid. Throughout high school, I would do the same thing, but with the Mario Kart.
Oh yeah,
I forget what game it was, but there was some like song on repeat that I would just find a Spotify playlist of, and it would have hundreds of that song in there, and I would listen to that until I finished the assignment.
Oh, yeah. Was it, like, the Mario Kart, like, Rainbow Road or something?
Yes, it was something like that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, like, it gets you, you know? Like, or I was listening to, like, with my friends when we were studying earlier, like, I don't even know what it was. I think it was, like, classical music for when you're on a deadline, and it was really stressful. Like, I thought it would just be, like, really chill, kind of, like, classical music, but, like, with a little bit of a beat to it, and it stressed me out. Like, I needed to, like, stop it, because I was like, this is getting, like, really scary.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Whatever you decide to listen to, though, you know, have fun with it. And, you know, maybe listen to Afro beats, and just for that, it's time for a music break. Here's Peace of Mind by Rema.
I'm looking for some peace of mind. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace of mind. Whoa, 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 whoa. Blow up some trees tonight. Blow up some trees, I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace of mind. Whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, what's in I day face. So nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, what's in I day face. So nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, what's in I day see. Oh, nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, what's in I day see. Oh. So many things just there for my mind, oh. Mm-hmm. How many happiness man fit to buy you? Mm-hmm. Every day man need to wake up to hustle. Mm-hmm. But we know this setting waiting goes up tomorrow. Hey, wait. One bottle she not to cure my grace. One bottle she not to cure my grace. You know be dead this country when you know they grace. Gunshot now let's be meditate. Hypertension follow the place. People they die. Police is help they go deny the case. I'm looking for some peace of mind. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace of mind. Whoa, 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 whoa. Blow up some trees tonight. Blow up some trees. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace of mind. Whoa, 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 whoa. My mama call me say take a miss yo. I don't know waiting go ease me yo. My baby call me say she go please me yo. No be everything be sex. I mean I know they find any peace yo. Don't they whether they also they jump from short to short so. Oh, 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 oh. This pain, this pain, this pain no be only my pain. Many people pain, try my pain. Many people pain, they run in my vein. Many people don't die in vain. I'm looking for some peace of mind. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace of mind. Whoa, 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 whoa. Blow up some trees tonight. Blow up some trees. I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace of mind. Whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody know. Nobody know, nobody know, waiting 9 day face, so nobody know, nobody know, nobody know, waiting 9 day face, so nobody know, nobody know, nobody know, waiting 9 day see you, nobody know, nobody know, nobody know, waiting 9 day see you.
Thanks for sticking with us, and now it's time for our Drop the Pop pop quiz.
Pop quiz?
So, my question for you, Carrie-Anne, is which two Stranger Things cast members are dating each other in real life?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I have to think about this for a minute, because of all the posts that I get of people shipping cast members in real life, so I have to think about what's actually happening in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Do you need a hint?
Maybe.
Okay. Wait, okay, no, I feel like that's like, I mean, okay. So in the show, they're also dating each other.
Oh my gosh, Jonathan and Nancy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Natalia Dyer and Charlie Heaton, who play Nancy and Jonathan, have actually been dating for 9 years.
Wow. And they're still only dating?
That's what I'm saying. And like, yeah, they're only dating. And maybe they're, no, I think they're only dating. I feel like I would have known because like I'm a heavy shipper of like Nancy and Jonathan.
Oh, I love them.
I love them so much. I feel like, yeah, I feel like they're gonna, you guys should watch Stranger Things. You guys should really, really watch Stranger Things. I almost just spoiled it, but I'm not going to because we're so professional here and we totally got it. But yeah, they're dating in real life and it's like, it's really cool. And like, that's just, I love when like cast members date in real life and it's not just like a one-off where like they ship them online and then people can't tell if they're dating or not. And then it's like when the movie's done, it's nothing.
You can tell the chemistry is more real in the show.
Oh, totally. And I think that totally like adds to it. You know, I really like that. Anyways, that's all for this week. I'm Kira. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in to WMUC News every Monday at 6:30 p.m. at 6 p.m. and Drop the Pop at 6:30 p.m. on 90.5 FM or visit WMUC FM at wmuc.umd.edu. We're leaving you today with Anything But Love from Tate McRae's new album. Until then, this has been Drop the Pop.
Listen, my dad hates you, my dog hates you, my brother hates you, and I do too. As Dolly, California, they all happy that you moved. Tryna step on my neck, I'm tryna step into me shoes. Your punk does reviews. You see my name on billboards, on skyscrapers, on monster trucks. Sit at home, you see I'm good, you messed up. You say that I cashed out, but lucky me, it's paying off. I saw you at the salon. That you want that upper echelon, but we know you don't make that good on you. Take a walk, baby.